Want to stay right here, and let's bring in Rod Watts, head basketball coach of the Eastern Quakers. And if there's a better team in the state than Lansing Eastern right now, I want to see them.
Right now, isn't there? That's everybody's got state title targeted for the Quakers.
Hey, Rod, how are you?
Jack, how you doing?
First of all, condolences. We just heard Steve Finnemore mention that the loss of your father this week. We appreciate you joining us under those circumstances. Can you take a minute and talk about him and the influences he had on you?
Yeah, he was a great man. He was a pillar in the Lansing community. He was part of the NAACP chapter here. He was, he was a chairman of the trustee at our church, Union Baptist Church, and I mean, he's the type of man that that really helped so many people in the community. He even helped his he's got 10 brothers and sisters, and so he helped most of them migrate from the south up here. And he's just he was a great man, and so many people can attest to that.
Tom, you know what they say about the apple and where it
falls. Yeah, it doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly. Yeah. But we want to talk a little bit about Midday Madness and what is happening today at the Don Johnson Fieldhouse. And I guess we get the first look at the 2010-11 Quakers.
Yeah, we're going to have a Midday Madness. Of course, we can't have it at midnight, so we decided to have it in the middle of the day. Getting a quick look at our program, our freshman, JV, and varsity teams, and we'll have a little inter-squad scrimmage, and the guys are excited. Like you said, there's some high expectations over here, and this year's seniors are the guys that that I inherited when I took over the team, mm-hmm. my staff and I, and so we are really excited, and these guys have put in a lot of hard work, and so. They're just jacked to the ceiling and can't wait to get it started.
Hey, Rod, real quick before we let you go, how are they handling that expectation? I mean, do you have seniors that say, do you have tactics one game at a time, one scrimmage at a time, one practice at a time? What's your approach on that?
Oh, absolutely. And, that's the biggest thing. You got to keep them calm down and keep them interested. But, we have great leadership in LaDonte Hinton, Cha-Cha Tucker. Those are our captains, and we have some other seniors, such as Brandon King and Herb Alford, and that have great leadership skills. So, we're going to Tywan Jones as well, and we're going to do things the right way, take them one game at a time, and the guys are really focused as well as being really excited.
As you mentioned, Rod, that is a tremendous nucleus. And, of course, LaDonte Hinton going to be playing for Brian Gregory at Dayton next year. We know Cha-Cha Tucker has improved a great deal from his work with USA Basketball and the under-18 team. And you got Stephen Haney coming in a little bit later. So it's going to be a tremendous team and put all the pieces together. 1-3 this afternoon at Eastern's Don Johnson Fieldhouse. And you have a chance to meet the players, watch them practice, and become a Quaker, and maybe you'll have some adopted fans here as the season progresses. Thanks so much for joining us, Rod. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate that. Also, I'd like to say we're going to have next weekend, we're going to have a real huge scrimmage. We call it our Turkey Man Thanksgiving scrimmage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We'll mention that again next week. We'll talk about that next week. Thanks so much, Rod. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll be right back and talk with one of the best college reporters in the country, Bruce Hooley in Columbus, with us next.